This is Earth and Sky. At Chicago's Museum of Science and Industry, we got this question.
Hi, I'm Deanna Sanchez. I'm from Hammond, Indiana. And my question today is, how does life start on secluded islands?
Deanna, some islands started out connected to continents by ice or land bridges. When those islands eventually separated from their continents, the plants and animals that lived there all along became isolated, often starting down unique evolutionary pathways.
Other islands formed independently. For example, the Hawaiian Islands, which grew from a volcanic hotspot in the ocean floor. Creatures of the air, like birds and bats, can simply fly to these islands. Likewise, seeds, spores, and insects might ride the winds to get there.
And there are other ways. In 1995, Hurricane Luis is known to have launched a dozen iguanas on a month-long journey on floating trees and branches from Guadalupe to Anguilla, a distance of almost 300 kilometers or 200 miles. These days, many plant and animal species get to islands by way of people, often unintentionally. Seeds can stick to hiking shoes. Marine creatures invade the ballast waters of boats. Rats jump on ships, which carry them all over the world.
These visiting species often devastate native island populations. Thanks for your question, Deanna. And with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.